Welcome to La Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. And this week, we'll be looking at another story or tips that will just guide us all as we reconnect with our family and deal with different issues, whether it be from the pandemic or economic issues or just health-related issues or mental health-related issues. And so we use cooking at La Caribbean Taste to find ways not just to reconnect with family members, but to reconnect with ourselves. And this week, we want to share with you a comment that came in from one of our customers. She said, she's an older customer, and she said, you know, my family members, it's the holidays, and my family members expect me to cook because I am the grandma of the family. But this year, I don't feel like cooking. She went on to say, in fact, I feel like running away. I just feel like disappearing. And I thought, why not look at that this week? And why don't we stop and look at who are the cooks in our families? Who are the bearers of the burdens in our families? Whether they're cooking up, you know, the next strategic plan for businesses. So that could be our families at our workplaces, or whether they're cooking up, you know, the next, you know, financial deals to keep the family together, or cooking up alone, or just trying to stay alive. Who are those persons in our families? And those persons could be you, you who is listening, you who are listening. And so, you know, it is so important to verbalize, to say exactly how we're feeling. Let's not keep these feelings within ourselves. We have to begin to share with others and to find safe spaces. And by safe spaces, we mean people who are not going to repeat what we've said to them in confidence. And so it is important that we find that space. It could be a licensed therapist online. It could be your religious leader. It could be a very close friend, a confidant, your partner, your child, meaning your adult child. And so it is important that as we go through the holidays and as we approach the holidays in some parts of the world, that we begin to check ourselves. If you don't feel like being that head cook this year, it's important to say something to your family members. And then this is for the rest of us who are not the head cooks. Well, clearly I just gave away myself. But if we are not the head cooks, if we're not the main dealers, if we're not the main strategist in our families, whether it's a family at home or a family in the workplace, may I propose to all of us that we find creative ways to be supportive to others who are the main cooks. And in this case, we're talking about the holidays. And when we talk about the holidays, we're talking about, you know, making different dishes and, you know, traditions and ensuring that there are different things that are on the table and so on and so forth. And in some places, make sure there are gifts for younger children. But here's what I suggest. Here at La Caribbean Taste, we are suggesting to you that feel free to change your method this year. If you're going to get together, even with the pandemic, maybe what you want to do is a potluck version of your holidays. Or you may want to say to other members who are in your home that each person cook or prepare a different dish. And so instead of it being one person and that same person preparing the dish year after year, perhaps it's a great way to while they're alive, while they're with us. I mean, have we not learned about many things this year? But while they're with us, we could, you know, pay homage to those who have done the mac and cheese, or who have done the hams or the turkeys or the vegan dishes, you know, whether it's chickpeas or broccolis, you know, curried in a nice spice. Whatever it is that that main cook usually does, we could pay homage to that person. Doesn't mean you might want to do it the exact way, but you know that that particular dish is something that brings light, brings a smile to that person. And it might be grandma, it might be grandpa, it might be your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, it doesn't matter. we are suggesting here at La Caribbean Taste that we find creative ways to ease the burden, because very often we're not talking about the things that are affecting us. But let me say this too, that this is a great time for all of us to come inside the kitchen to help that person. That's also another option. So you're living in the same household, then you can all come into the kitchen and ask, what is it that I can help with this year? What is it that I can do? And while we're in there, why not talk? You know, if we've missed someone in our family this year, why not talk about that person? Why not relive those beautiful memories of that person? You know, what is it that was their favorite dish? What is it that they loved? What is it that they enjoyed most? So we use that opportunity to talk during that kitchen time, especially during the holidays. And you know what? Some people may get really, really sad. Some people may get really, really hurt. And so that's okay too. Make sure you have lots of napkins to wipe away the tears. But it is important that we support each other during not just the pandemic, but always, but support each other, especially when it comes on to the holidays. And so we can send virtual hugs, we can send virtual messages, we can do so many things and be so creative in doing it. We can send things in the post as well, and we can get the younger ones involved in the cooking and in the gift giving. It doesn't matter what that gift giving is. It could be something that we make. It's a great time to be creative, not just in the kitchen, but be creative in also giving of gifts. Please let us support each other. Let us find ways to help another brother or a sister who may have lost their job, to direct them to other places. And that is what the holidays are about. We thank you, as usual, for joining us. You may visit our website if you wish to shop with us and check out our blogs, check out our recipes, and check out our shop. We're at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. Don't forget, be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcel.